September 8th. Let me get that right. September 8th, because it was my mom's birthday.
September. I mean, 8th, what year?
2018. Hey, yep. Sometimes your motherfucking last time got to be your motherfucking last motherfucking time. Like, for real. Like, I know I said it before. But this time right here, last motherfucking time.
This time right here, Negro?
Right here?
This time right here, though?
Call it quits, buddy.
Ain't no coming back. It ain't no coming back.
We not coming back from that. We not. So, since Lisa is not here and everybody, Lisa's birthday is tomorrow. Well, actually, if y'all are hearing this, Lisa's birthday was yesterday. Was the 15th, so happy birthday, Lisa.
It's the 15th or the 16th?
16th, sorry.
The 16th. Happy birthday, Lisa.
So, the fun fact, we doing it all in reverse in honor of Lisa's birthday. Did you guys know that there are 5 states that allow you, as a woman, to walk around amongst the people, amongst the crowd, with your shirts off, titties all out?
I think Oklahoma's one of them.
Oklahoma is the newest member of Let Your Titties Be Free, ladies. You can walk, ladies, you no longer have to go in public and cover yourself up. When the men take their shirts off and walk around the street, you can do the same motherfucking thing.
What are the other states? I need to know.
The other states are, I'm glad you asked that, gentleman.
Thank you.
New Mexico. Kansas. Wyoming.
Okay.
Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And damn, I forgot the other one. Damn it.
Oh, man, I need
New
to
Mexico,
know.
New Mexico, Oklahoma, Kansas, Wyoming, Utah.
Oh, Utah. Okay.
Utah.
Okay.
Because if you can have a bunch of wives, they all can be topless around this bitch. Whenever you know, and you can be in public places, like you can be outside the courthouse. You can go anywhere you want. You can't go into a public place because most public places, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Right.
So therefore, you couldn't go into a public establishment. But as far as walking down the street, going to the park, chilling on the side of the road, sitting outside your house, old women in Oklahoma, you can just sit out on the porch with your old titties hanging out down till you sit them in your lap.
For real.
That's what I'm gonna do. When I get down, it's gonna like, fuck it.
Fuck it. Just let the titties out.
Gonna cause a lot of accidents.
Listen, you know that's the same thing. That's the same thing that they said. You know, this how they people gonna do. You know, people already grab women's breasts when they cover. So how they gonna feel just walking around just seeing?
Cause I don't just grab men's titties when I see them.
I don't grab my titties. So when I'm just walking around with my left titty hanging lower than my right titty, don't even touch them. Just let me go. Proceed.
Nobody grabs Dre's moves, so why?
No one's grabbing Dre's moves, you right.
You damn right. These are sacred moves. So,
those are moves alone.
He said they're sacred.
They are sacred. And for some odd reason, when women lay on my moves, they fall asleep. They love laying on my moves.
What?
That's a problem for me, though, because I love titties. I'm so big on titties, man. All titties matter. I'm big on titties. I can make, if you have nipples, I will make them feel like you got double D's. Like, literally, I'm excited. First time you see titties. The millionth time you see titties. It never changes. My expression never changes.
That's why I feel dick. Dick.
Hey, you entitled. Hey, you like what you like.
Like what you like.
That's the prettiest part of a woman's body. So So.
All right.
I just love titties. Maybe we have a flashing contest one day.
So.
Breast awareness.
Y'all ready for this topic?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Are y'all ready? Our topic tonight is gonna probably piss some people off. It's probably gonna get some people to stop following us. It might make some people start following us. Either way, we don't give a shit. We are fucking unbothered. We do our show for us, not for y'all. We just glad y'all like it.
We're naturally unbothered.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we are about to talk about sex. Because we always do. But we're about to talk about sex and religion.
Okay, let's go.
We about to put it on the table. And we about to talk about what sparked this conversation.
Let's go. Let's get it.
What sparked this motherfucking conversation? Motherfucking John motherfucking Gray.
John who?
Gray. Pastor John Gray.
Okay, I don't know.
He raggedy as fuck.
So, Pastor John Gray, he has a mega church. I personally know a family who sold their homes, relocated to where he is just to be up underneath his teachings.
Sheeples for.
And this motherfucker is a habitual cheater. He continuously keeps embarrassing the fuck out his wife. Not just a little bit, but the fuck out of his life. So, you know what I'm saying?
Is this the same one that bought the lampoles and all that stuff? That dude?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Body ass.
Yes.
He bought that Aventador truck or the Lambo truck or something for his wife.
He did. That was his I'm sorry gift, but he said it was their 8-year wedding anniversary gift. But that was the please, baby, don't leave it. Ain't never gonna happen
man.
No more.
I went in on that shit
to happen again.
Yeah, I went in on him on social media or whatever, like on his page or whatever. Everybody was going, I think it was on IG when they had posted, like everybody was going in. I was like, I hit him up too, whatever. And he actually responded back to me, whatever. You don't know what the Lord has done and what I've done. This was a blessing for my wife, whatever. I did an anniversary. Like, he responded back to me, so I was like, nigga, please. That was my reply back to him. I was like, nigga, please, whatever. And that was, he never responded back because everybody, so many thousands of people was lighting him up, whatever. But that dude, man, God. Like it, I love it. They like it, I love it.
I'm tired of these false prophets saying the Lord's word, but they doing the fucking devil's work.
So I talked to one of my friends about this situation, and he gave me the John Gray summation of logic and thinking when it comes to sex and religion. Are y'all ready for this?
Let's go.
This man of the cloth told me that David had many a wives. David did. And he had even more girlfriends. But he was able to still do God's work. And be obedient in all the ways that God needed him to be obedient in, and still got to see and touch the hem of his cloth.
Isn't adultery the ultimate sin?
There's no such thing as the ultimate sin. They're all
the ultimate something.
No.
It's the worst adult. That's what the Bible said, adult.
No.
You know what? This is a reason why I stopped debating religious people, especially Christians, because no matter what, no matter how wrong you can prove them, no matter how many facts you give them, no matter how right you are, they're always righter than you are. They always have an escape path. to something. You bring up, like, look, you're not supposed to be doing this. They'll tell you all day, you don't do this, you're going to hell, you yada, yada. But as soon as you bring it back up to, oh, well, you know, the Lord forgiveth this, you know, yada, yada. David had many wives, and it never stopped. Motherfucker, if you don't stop there, but y'all got to escape past for every goddamn thing that y'all say. That's it. This is why I stopped debating. It's like, it makes zero sense. They make zero sense. They have zero logic. And the whole little system that goes along with it. And, but they so quick. They can tell you everything about you because you don't follow the word like they do or whatever. You don't believe in it or because you don't do what the Bible says or what they think that what you should say. If they're interpreting the Bible, you are wrong. And there is no way that you're going to get out of it because you're not doing it the correct way. But when they do something wrong, they have an escape path for everything. And that's just, I just like, man, I'm sick of y'all. That's why I got out of that cult. I got a little cult. That's why I got out of
that. We are very judgmental people. I would say that. And be the whoremongers, be the worst people. All of the worst people I have ever met have been Christians in the church.
Exactly.
And you know what? And that's a true statement. And it's not even the religious people who are people that are just cheating. It's motherfuckers just regular in their regular everyday life that's just pieces of shit as a human.
Yes. Right.
But you the first person in church will be like, I'ma pray for you. You don't need everybody to pray for you because you don't know what the fuck they praying for.
You keep your manifestation, whatever it is that you praying to, and whoever is praying, you keep it over there. Don't bring it to me.
People said they're gonna pray for me.
Don't do that. You pray for
God. You might be. Yeah, you might be asking for prayers for your sanity or for to help you through something. That person might be praying, hey, Jesus or whoever, please let this be the downfall of that hoe. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You don't know what the fuck these people praying for you.
Yep, that is true.
Man, you pray for me, I pray for you, and I think for you. That's my comment. When people say, I'm going to pray for you, and I'll be like, I'm going to think for you. How about that?
I'm just saying, because everything that comes along with sex and religion is always so taboo. Like, oh, the pastor's telling you don't have sex before marriage, don't do this, don't do that, but he the same one fondling you underneath the table after the services.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I don't
the
get it.
Deacons be devils. Oof.
Yeah.
Man, they all hilarious to me. So, you know, like I said, when I get to talking to that stuff, man, I just sit there and look at them. But, you know, I don't have a reason to go unless it's at a, you know what I'm saying? That's the only time I ever go. So, church, I really don't have where they even go in there. Because when they get started with the partner and preaching, I just sit there and I look at them like, man, y'all
the
just.
Hooping and the hollering?
Yeah, man. Y'all, it sounds so good. Y'all make it sound so good. But when you sit down and break that, shit, man, that's their motivational, all of that, the motivational speakers, that's great. You know, like, I have to go to church Sunday to get the word. Go! If you need that motivational speech, go get your motivational speech.
If somebody's smoking weed, I smell it.
I can give good motivational speeches. I wish people, hey, you can send all your love offerings.
Basically,
to my Cash App.
Do y'all think that the people that fall for these unorthodox religions are like brainwashed? Like, you know, there are literally people that are part of religions who are they're sexless, but their leader is having sex with everyone.
All of them.
People,
men, women, and children.
And the men.
That is correct. Yeah.
Men, women, and children. Yes.
Yeah. People need something.
You're making them be with their children.
Yeah. They need something to believe in a lot of times. So a lot of people are gonna, no matter what, they are gonna support them because they need something to believe. Okay, well, I've sinned, so I have to forgive. I was forgiven after
you
know,
it's
really
they always
have
something to believe in that bad that you would sacrifice your children for sex and
that's more of a cult. That's still more of a secular type cult thing or whatever, you know what I'm saying, when they do that, whatever the belief system is. Like I said, there are so many beliefs, you know, and I would halfway even get back on board with Christianity if they all talk the exact same thing and they believe the exact way. It's so too many denominations. They don't even teach the same thing. You know what I'm saying? They can talk about the sex. You can go to church Sunday, have a message about sex, you know, yada, yada, and, you know, like, it's wrong, this is wrong, you should do this. You go the next Sunday to the church right down the street and say it's a Baptist. I'm just using Baptist. Go down to the same message or whatever. You're going to get a complete different understanding from what that pastor said or whatever. They're not even all on the exact same page.
That's right? Because so it's because interpretation. Yeah, so that's right.
That's why I'd rather not. You gotta unlearn and relearn. Unlearn that stuff or whatever, which is what I had to do just to get back on my point. And my grizzly right now, like I said, my better understanding, like I said, because sex, religion and sex is a very big thing. You know, they just don't fornicate, don't have sex before marriage, all this stuff. You're gonna go to hell, you're gonna, you know, yada, 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 all this stuff, whatever. And people sit up and be like, well, I'm human, but the Lord is the flesh. My flesh is so weak, I need the strength of the Lord. Help me with my... Motherfuckers, you have desires. You can't help
that. Will. That's, you know what that's one of the things that you were given. Free will. You have free will or you do not.
But that's the thing in religion, you don't have free will.
You don't.
You don't.
I'll tell you, this is right. It's this thing is like, okay, well, I'm going to give you... Here, I'm going to create you. You have free will. Go do whatever it is you want. But if you don't do what I say the way that I'm going to do it, I'm going to punish you. That's not free will. That's blackmail. You're blackmailing me now. You know what I'm saying? You have to do it. You can do whatever you want.
But so you basically saying that God blackmailed everybody.
God that's in that book or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I believe in
the God that's in that Bible.
It ain't no religious. In that thing. Yes. So, like I said, I believe in the higher power. Whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I believe in my ancestors. So I know they existed. So this is why I give my thoughts and prayers and beliefs to, or whatever, my energy to. So
I was trying to figure out who black folks was praying to before slavery. Who did we pray to before then? Before
They prayed to their ancestors.
And we don't know, so they tricked us and gave us the Bible.
We know that's the thing about it, man. That old, we're gonna take everything from you. We're gonna strip you of your name, your belief system. We're gonna, you know, change everything about you, but we're gonna give you this book for you to live, because you know, so you can go to heaven. We're gonna give you this book so you can go to heaven.
Right.
We are the lesser people. What kind of shit is that?
We outnumber everybody on the earth or whatever, but we're the lesser people, you know, please.
Well, my thing is that I just feel like, I think Shari and I have had this discussion before, it's probably been a few years ago, but I just kind of take things from probably each religion and mesh them in my life. Yep. I know that what I put out into the universe is definitely what I'm going to get back. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and I ain't going to lie to you, since I've been using my being for good, a lot of good things have happened to me. Versus when I was spewing out hurt in the universe, that's what I was getting back. And since I've changed my life, not necessarily for church, because I haven't been in church in so long, but just to be a better person, I've received the fruits of being a better person.
And that's why I feel like it's more spiritual than it is anything else.
Yes. So the hell that I was living in, I am no longer in, because I have set myself free. Or it has become something, because I was hanging on to so much that I need to hang on to. And since I let that go and I put that into the universe is definitely watering me.
The universe never fails. It never fails. Trust me, that's what I'm same way. Same thing right now. Your energy that you put out there is, like I said, I just feel things. My life just completely enhanced once I stepped away from it. Once I realized, like, man, I'm one of the biggest hypocrites in the entire world, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still living up, like, I'm believing that, you know, A, B, C, and D. I get down on my knees thinking I'm talking to somebody, to Jesus, or whatever, you know. I realized I was talking to myself, and I got up off my knees, and I started doing what I wanted to do and what I needed to do, and I got results instead of sitting around and waiting.
The other thing
is, because fruit without, I mean, faith without works is dead anyway.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting around just waiting on something to come to you, baby, you're going to be waiting all day.
Yeah, the other aspect of it is like superstitions. Like, black people have all the religion in the world, and then whatever the religion don't catch, they superstitions will.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the first thing is, you know, like I said, one of the biggest things still is about this devil stuff, whatever you want to say. The devil, baby, the motherfucker, you did it on your own. Stop using that as a scapegoat. You did this on your own. Man. You know, hell is your lower self. Heaven is your higher self, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You got to know what playing for. It ain't, you ain't.
Oh, yeah, because
you a spirit. You a guy, man. You are a spirit. Can some spiritual burn something physical burn spiritual? No, it cannot. You can walk through a fire in spirit. It's not going to do anything to you. It makes zero sense. Stop believing these fairy tales, people.
Okay, so when you were religious and you would have sex with somebody, premarital sex, did you pray for forgiveness? Did you repent and say, Lord, I'm not going to do this until I find the right person? Like, what did you do when you initially when you first had the sex in the religion, sex and religion, when it first collided for you as an adult?
I was just a simple B person or whatever. I didn't go to religion, period, when it came to that. Like, I could be the most religious person, and all it took was somebody coming up to me, hey, what's happening? And you're like, okay, I'm religious. Religion just went right out the window. I'm like, shit, let's go. You know what I'm saying? It was always one of them things. Like, I'm not saying it that easy, but you know what I'm saying? When I had sex, religion was the last thing that was on my mind. Did I maybe, in life, did I repent? Feel like, you know, like, I'm sorry, I will never do this again. I'm pretty sure everybody's had that thing, but I didn't really use that line until somebody came up and said, hey, I might be a little late. You know what I'm saying? You're like, okay, Lord, I come to you as humble as I know how, right now. Ask me, please forgive me. Please forgive me for what I did. If you would just do this one act for me, Lord, I will change my ways. I promise you.
He over here praying for no pregnancies, and I know I went. Lord, I know I went in it wrong. Please don't let my stuff come out burning.
That was the only time. I ain't gonna even lie about it. That was the only time for me. That it went out the window when I was having sex.
What about you, Ebony?
Hypocrite.
I think I've definitely sent out a few Hail Marys trying to not have anything or keep me from killing somebody or just whatever the case was. Like, you know, sometimes for just strength to just be able to go. It's so difficult because there are times I do, even now, I think just because I'm a creature of habit and I'm a creature of just the universe, I will say, Lord, please give me the strength. Or God, please, if you just, whatever is your will, let it be your will. So, I mean, just out of habit, I may say that, but I do believe in a higher being. Because I know that I'm absolutely not moving through this life, navigating through this life on my own. I know that there is some other being with me and who has protected me and who has guided me and who has kept me from dying, who has brought me, who has breathed life back into me. Mm-hmm. So I know that there's a meaning for my purpose. And I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like a catch-22. Do I go to church? No. Do I believe in the heaven and the hell aspect? No, I kind of believe that I've lived in my own hell. Like, I believe my entire life was hell until probably 10 years ago or whatnot. But, and a lot of it not even my own doing, just the hands you're dealt.
Right.
So, and just was like, even with innocent babies dying, I just don't get it. Like, how can those those innocent lives be taken who they said has so much promise and this is God's will. I don't understand how that can be God's will. And they say it's not for anybody to question God or whatever, but what, how can you not question?
Why do you have a brain if it's not, you're not supposed to question or whatever? You
right, like how can you not question, like, what was the purpose of taking this child? Like, why? Or letting the child be molested, or just whatever the reason, this that's innocent exactly what child, this innocent life, like,
yeah,
what
that's
is the
that's another
what
thing
is,
I was trying to figure out, like, how are we justifying priests molesting children? Like, how are they justifying that?
Jesus is omnipotent.
Yo, what's crazy is about that, let's say, for instance, I'm just going to throw this food chain out because I can't think of another one. Let's say Kentucky Fried Chicken had a history of molesting their employees, they would shut all them motherfuckers down. They
right.
wouldn't even be KFC anymore.
Right.
But here they are, they got these whole Catholic churches from years, 90 years, and it's 90-year-olds, 80-year-olds, 70-year-olds, all those people who have been molested by those men hiding behind the cloth. That shit is crazy to me. I don't understand. I don't get it.
If he's there, if he's omnipotent, Jesus is everywhere, all over. Okay, so I forgot. He works in mysterious ways. That's what, you know, more to come by. Works in mysterious ways. Whatever. Hey man, there's school shootings going on. Like all these acts of terror. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you allowing it to happen? Yeah, you let. Well, you know, and this is where the thing. Also, can God stop it? Yeah, he can stop it. But God is giving them free will to go ahead and do it or whatever because, again, you know, he doesn't get into
so there's free will to go murdering folks, but not free will to do everything else.
Man, I'm going to tell you the most stupidest thing to me that I still fight with, even my family, man, is so are you telling me right now why this is why I got another reason why I left, whatever. I can be a mass murderer. I can kill millions, hundreds of thousands of people. Just a mass murder, all this stuff or whatever. You, Ebony, you just don't believe in God, period. You know what I'm saying? You just atheist. 100, you are atheist because they don't believe in nothing. So you just atheist, whatever, but you do completely good acts your entire life. You help people, you lift people up, you build them up, do all this stuff, whatever. So we're in the same deathbed together. And I sit there and I say, you know what, Lord, forgive me for my sins, all this death and all this stuff that I committed. Okay, automatically, Christians say he was forgiven. God forgave him, so he goes to heaven. I never said, and you in hell now. But you did. You didn't do as bad as that. Just all because you say, forgive me. That's the dumbest thing in the entire fucking world. That's the dumbest thing in the world. You do right, I do wrong, but I repent. I'm going to heaven, you're going to hell.
And that's because you asked for forgiveness.
Stupid. Yeah, I asked for forgiveness. Man, get the fuck.
If you didn't ask for forgiveness, then you going to hell still the same.
Makes zero
but
sense.
He's saying, by the Christian's logic, I lived my life the right way, but I was
an atheist. Didn't believe. Yeah, you just didn't
right.
believe in Jesus. You believe in Jesus.
Well, I'm about to give this conversation to Jesus.
Okay, we can.
Let's get this conversation to Jesus. We don't understand the total 100% bias of you religious people, folk, and how what's good for the goose ain't good for the gander,
right.
And how everybody in the church is going to hell except for the pastor who got a girlfriend,
illegitimate children.
Illegitimate
kids.
He's
going to be judged different, though. But he's going to be judged. He's a man. He's
but
a
every
he's
day,
be judged
he,
different.
Because right. every day he asks God to forgive him and he starts a day anew.
That's not even.
Thank you.
How is that possible? You do you have to. You are supposed to completely repent, turn away from.
He did until tomorrow. He did until tomorrow.
Because
tomorrow, today is a different day.
Everything resets, huh?
Yeah.
Everything resets.
Every 24 hours, it resets.
Got it.
You see what I'm saying?
Got it.
So let's reset and get a little, say my name.
Okay. My, screen. Timed out, so give me a moment.
Take your time. I feel it. Spirit is in this building.
It is. Okay, so I'm going to bring this closer so that I can see it. Put my eyes on so I can see. Okay.
This ain't no more eating shit to get a ring, is it?
No.
You don't walk by faith. You don't walk by sight. You walk by faith. You don't need no glasses. Go ahead.
This is sexual disregard. Rejection. Evie. This dude will not fucking listen in bed. Sexually, I have told him what I am and am not willing to do. He agrees, but as soon as I'm enjoying it, bam, here comes the bullshit. I say no anal, period. He keeps slipping and trying to ease his dick in my ass on accident. I say no oral because, like you, I don't like it. But he literally begs to eat me out every time we have sex. I say fast, he goes slow. I say right, there he goes to something else. Ebony, help get this man to understand that I mean what I say. I have never given in to anything I say was a hard no. But his hard-headed ass will not listen. Thanks, hard-headed.
Hard head make a soft motherfucking ass. Okay, so first of all, I'm not an advocate for your anal sex, but, you know, I'm not. So if you don't want to do it, bitch, you ain't got to. Fuck him. Go buy him a fake plastic booty hole and let him fuck that shit. Leave your booty hole alone. And then as far as everything else, bitch, I don't know how old you are, but I'm just gonna assume you too old to motherfucking teach somebody what the fucking goddamn do. If every time you tell him a position and he doing some other shit, bitch, just get the fuck up. Just get the fuck up and walk about the room. Fuck it. Go find somebody else to fuck. I mean, clearly he's fucking for himself. He ain't fucking for you.
You hit what I was going to say, Shari, exactly what I'm waiting for. So it ain't him that needs to, you know, do the work. It is you that needs to do the work because, plain and simply, if he's going to continue the same process, not listening to you, going to keep trying to do the same thing, why are you going back? Why are you still going back doing the same thing with him, having the same issue, same problem? Apparently, he's not going to change because he wants what he wants. And until you give him what he wants, he's not going to change. So my question is, why are you still continuing to go back and get the same treatment that you think all of a sudden is going to magically change? Is my question.
That's my question too.
You like your ass? You want ass? You want put in the ass?
Shut it out. I've heard of fucking that.
There you go then. Shut the fuck up.
Hard-headed and unbedded Drill Sergeant Denitra. Hold up, bitch. I never said I didn't like oral sex. What I said was it wasn't a requirement. You, my scuzz bucket ass friend, are a despicable person. And you also, I had to write this shit down. And you also won't get into anal? Bitch, who the hell are you? Get on that. I don't even know what the fuck I said. The bitch pissed me off. I can't read my writing. I was writing in a frenzy. Get on that man's groove, then with your body. Groove with him. Get on his same groove. Work with him. You tell him I'm right, he gonna live. Go the way and then inch him over to the way you need him to be with your body. That's how grown people have sex. You're not always going to be on the same accord. It's your job as individuals to make it fit. Gee, why the fuck are you still having sex with him, loser? Anyway, your hard-headed ass will never be satisfied in the sack because you are a fucking hack. You're just a hack. You're fucking up the sack. You're doing all that. I will help him understand that there are women out there who will let them fuck them in the ass, who will let them eat their pussies like it's Christmas dinner and will ultimately have the best sex they've ever had. You sound like a fool. Fuck what you talking about. I'm over your shit.
Christmas dinner, I would do that. I would eat that like a Christmas dinner.
I will let you like, eat my pussy all day.
You're constantly early. Going back, so obviously this nigga ain't fucking all wrong because you're still going back to him. So he doing something. So I'm seeing like if sometimes your body's, sometimes you can be positioned wrong, laying down, like at an angle, whatever. You get yourself on there, you ride or whatever, and you get it to where you need it to be. You don't just tell him, this is not a fucking right, left. Who the fuck fucking like that? Bitch, you are tripping. That's why you are right into, you are not an Ebonite. Fuck what you're talking about. Find the nearest bridge and fucking leap off of it head first. I'm sick of your shit. I can't do it.
You are not an Ebonite. That's not what an Ebonite
is. We are not friends, bitch. Don't address me by my name. You call me Miss Sims. Don't even call me Ebony. You take no credit to me. Bitch.
Damn. Damn. Oh.
I'm over hard-headed shit because she is a hard-headed fool. What you will not do, believe me, bitch, another bitch will. I'm gonna need you to get your shit together and stop trying to make this a one-way type of street.
Amen.
I just don't agree with he's not doing what I tell him to do and he eyes are hard knowing what we not doing anal. Okay, fine, you don't want to do anal. Bitch, there are other things that you can do to help get that in anal. Sir, write it to me so I can tell you where to go and how to get it and get you a good time, okay? 912-434-1414. That's 912-434-1414, sir. Come on. Let's go.
Okay. Well, there it is.
There it is.
There it is. All right, Dre.
Flipping and sliding in the wrong hole on an accident. Dre, bitch, please.
Dre,
I can't.
Need some music. Dre needs some music.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Girl, you finally done came back. Cause that shit last week.
Yeah, I know. It's the effort I know. Even though it is all in for vain this week, I'm sorry about that. I ain't really got no debt in Detroit. I had some stuff that happened today, so I'm very heated. My energy level was a little off right now. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have nothing. But I think you ladies share so much stuff about sex that for people like me who's only getting fucked by life right now. You know what I'm saying? So y'all continue sharing y'all sex stuff or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, life is kind of, everything is good, but just certain things kind of fucking me right now, life right now. So I'm trying to get through that shit or whatever, get past the shit, and we can talk about it off the show, no biggie.
A little lube or a lot of lube?
Right now, it
no lube.
No, it's something on there. It's lube because there's
okay.
It's ease. You know what I'm saying? It's ease. It just don't feel right. That's just one thing. It just don't feel right. And the potential for long-term ramifications is desperate.
Okay.
Say no more.
Say less. As yes, you be saying, less. Say less.
Say less.
Say less.
So there you go. Said, I appreciate you. We talked like, about like, enough sex. That some people are getting fucked in. Say it again, because I done fucked it up.
Y'all share so much shit about sex, way too much for someone who's only getting fucked by life.
Are you getting fucked by life?
That's what
if you are getting fucked by life, please listen to this podcast so we can uplift you. We're going to uplift our boy. You know what I'm saying? Is somebody gonna go over there and swim in his face and make shit right? You know what I'm saying? He gonna eat it like Christmas dinner. You know, Thanksgiving, the holidays.
Already?
Y'all know the holidays is coming around. And y'all wanna be cucked.
You know what I'm saying? So
you wanna be cucked for the dude that's gonna eat the box.
Come on. So we gonna look out for our boy. We're gonna make sure he's good so he's not getting fucked by life. But sometimes, life will screw you. And you just got all you gotta do. When one pussy ain't wet enough, you jump into that next one. Just like riding a bike. Okay? So you, this ain't nothing. This just says that pussy just dry right now. It's about to get some lip spit on that shit. It's about to be right. It's about to work itself out.
Can it just not fly to me? I don't want it to fly to me though. I want it to get out of me.
I know. Keep working it. You know how like when a pussy dry, you keep working it until it gets wet? Until you get it how you like it, you keep doing that. That's what you do.
Gotcha. I appreciate the motivation.
Hey,
on that note,
if you need a life coach, and if you are looking for a motivational speaker in your life, and you need a word of encouragement, I haven't given any words of encouragement in so long. So my words of encouragement right now would be, if life is fucking you with a pool stick, look back at it and just go for it. Father podcast, so you can get fed.
If y'all do not freaking close
But I let everyone.
I have a word for y'all. I have a word for y'all. Here's the
word.
Follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Email us on naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2.com. Leave us a message at 912-434-1414. That is 912-434-1414. You can listen to us on iHeartRadio. You can listen to us on iHeartRadio. Hey, for y'all in the back, I said y'all can listen to us on iHeartRadio.
I heard it back here.
Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Overcast, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcast at iHeartRadio. Make sure you subscribe, you rate, you leave a review, and you select the notification button, because I know y'all want to know when we are dishing out blessings. If you want to receive your blessing, hit that notification button so you are notified when we are sending notification blessings out. Come on. If you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, Naturally Unbothered merch, come on. You can visit www.naturallyunbothered.com.
Okay.
That's www.naturallyunbothered.com.
Okay.
And click the merch link.
All right.
Now,
this is where you need to really listen up.
Okay, we listening.
You need to tell your hoe-ass friends, and they need to tell their hoe-ass friends.
Hey, hoes.
And collectively, y'all can all tell y'all's hoe-ass friends to tune in to the Naturally Unbothered podcast that is on iHeart motherfucking radio.
Because where one hoe comes, others will join.
Go to the Flexing in My Truth website.
Get this hot t-shirt. This in this fall mustard color.
Flexing in Your Truth. I love that. That matches my little mustard sneakers. I'm going to need one of them. Oh, I have a whole box from Unboxed Apparel that I keep forgetting to do. But Unboxed Apparel, come on, y'all. Unboxed Apparel.
Unboxed Apparel. All right.
Naturally Unbothered podcast.
All day.
Deuces.
All
until next time. Y'all want to see my view, though?
Come with me.
Walk with me.
There it is.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You up there. Yes, bitch. Yes.
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 The yes is that spoken.
I'm about to go to work in the morning. Until next time, this has been another wonderful, fabulous miracle. It's been an awesome episode.
Somebody is gonna get some good deed tonight. That was on my heart. Say somebody.
Well, I wish it was me, bitch. Ooh, I wish it was me.
Somebody's gonna get a hook. I feel it.
I ain't had no dick in so many months. My vagina tapped me on the shoulder this morning and was like, "Bitch, what the fuck is you doing to us?"
You know that shit is sound when it had to reach out.
It was like, bitch, what is happening?
It is what it is.
She just lost her mind.
I done stressed my own pussy out. She's stressed out.
Until next time, America.
I love you, ladies.
Peace.